Brothers and sisters, I wanted to just comment on this video and the language they use and a few missing pieces, because without those pieces, it's very easy to see how the scholars will go in the direction they're going. They mention of the political kingdom of God ruling over men, and you know, that is language of the really the Joseph Smith's time, and very much the threatening language that the church was somehow trying to create a system that was going to rule over people and somehow remove, I'm sure from the perspective of those that weren't members of the church, somehow take their agency away. Well, you can see how they would revolt against something like that, and many did, and many of those powers led to the probably the death of Joseph Smith and the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram. I just want to mention that what are the roots of the political kingdom of God? Joseph said what they were, and he said there was a constitution, and that constitution was within them, within the council. Well, what does that mean? If you miss the entire root of the political kingdom, if you don't understand that. And those are, I was revealed, the seven centers within us. They're the conscious centers of mankind that actually work in harmony with one another when you have a common good purpose, or as we call it, Zion. As the world calls it, it would be a mission or a purpose that unites us. It could be health. It could be helping those in need. It could be anything good that we are accomplishing. So really, the language here can be confusing of its time, because what's being established isn't a system of political order that will rule over people, but from within them, they will learn to rule themselves and to work together and to heal and to respect one another as they learn together. And so this is the essence of the kingdom of God within which the Savior spoke. They are, I testify, the simple living centers of the body. They are representative of the seventh finger. And as we learn what it means to be centered in Christ, or centered in consciousness, we can truly work with other people of diverse groups and foster and encourage honesty within all of us so that we can accomplish a greater whole. It is simple teamwork, it is simple honesty, it is simple integrity that guide the living constitution within us. And so we might say, well, that we've heard that a lot, but really, as you understand the seven centers and the powers of each center, your body becomes a revelatory tool for learning and for development and for healing. And so I just want to share this and leave my witness that that's the roots of the political kingdom of God. It wasn't a organization that's going to rule over people. It's an organization that will serve people and that will actually be a model of leadership. And I hope this helps in understanding this video.